At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Sunday boom. Sunday Sports Ticket live boom. The Starter Heyman text line, 402-464-5685, if you're with me. If you're here and you want it known that you're here, hit us with a what's up. Let us know you're at the club, you're in the party, and we will include you in the show. Plenty of good stuff. On a Sunday, lots to talk about. You can follow on all the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo, Channel 961. Download the Ticket app if you haven't. Carry that with you wherever you go, whenever you go, and it is appreciated as well. Lots to talk about in the course of the hour, of course, this thing. Programming update. We will, in fact, have live programming tomorrow, Labor Day. 6 a.m. beginning. We'll have some different combinations and lineups tomorrow, but we'll have folks all day for you to talk about the Huskers. Whether it's football, volleyball, wrestling, whatever you want to talk about. NFL Week 1, games Thursday and Friday. Lincoln High School Public School football has begun, and lots to talk about there. I had a pretty good game on the Ticket Friday night. Lots to talk about as far as the lineup here on the Ticket, and I'm proud of what we've put together. And, of course, the Gump family rules apply since it's one-on-one. We give the full disclaimer, one-on-one is like a box of chocolates. You're never quite sure what you're going to get or where we're going to end up. But let's start with the sports ticker, because the lead of the day, the lead story of the day so far, and I have a feeling that changes throughout the course of this thing. Bach, you get the YouTube thing flowing?
Yeah. I'm working on it.
Allo's doing its own thing, I see. So I was trying to make sure that we are getting to the people we're trying to get to. The lead story, and there are quite a few stories, but in case you missed it, there was an amazing women's college volleyball day that started for Husker fans in Nashville. And the Huskers facing their third top seven opponent of the year. They started the season by knocking off number three Pitt in four sets, and then they swept Stanford. They went to Nashville and knocked off Lipscomb University Friday night. And then today, early on, some pressure and some stress happening for Nebraska volleyball. But it's exactly why you schedule the kind of schedule that the Huskers have. Jalen Reyes was on the station Wednesday night talking in full about in order to grow the game and grow the sport and take care of it, it needs high-level talent in high-level televised matches to give exposure. And it worked out just that way. The Huskers bounced back after a Friday night sweep to take on number seven Kentucky. And Kentucky came out strong, winning set one and then set two. Down two sets, and then the reverse sweep is difficult business. But give Coach Danny Buskin-Kelly some credit. for making adjustments, in-game management, rotational changes. Made a couple of swaps later in the match, and the Huskers pull off a reverse sweep to knock off Kentucky 3-2. And you want to give full credit for it because, again, on the road, you're away from home. It's easy to say that you're let down and set beside and behind some of the opponents, but you face Lipscomb, which is not a volleyball powerhouse, but then, hey, they find a way to win, and it sets them up at 4-0 on the season, and then they come back home to Lincoln for a couple of matches next week. If you do not have your schedule set, Friday night, 7 o'clock against Wright State at Devaney Center, and then Sunday at 1 against Cal. There are several other things. It's kind of one of those combination situations where Wright State and Cal will play Saturday at 11 at Devaney Center, but the Huskers will take on Wright State at 7 o'clock Friday night. Of course, Husker football Saturday night at 6 p.m. at Memorial Stadium, and then Husker volleyball Sunday at Devaney at 1. Now, that leads for a lot. There's been discussion, and text line, if you're out there, let me know. We have been asked to do what we've done for Husker basketball and Husker football, which is provide post-match conversation. And I want to make sure we're nailing this right. So if there is interest and intrigue in us doing post-match shows for volleyball, open to it. Jalen Reyes made himself available for some of that. Of course, it'll take him a minute from Devaney Center on most nights. But again, our proximity on 11-0 would allow us to do some of these things. So before we schedule it, we'll listen to the fan base, and you guys let us know if that's a thing that you're interested in, a thing that you want to happen along the way. The same thing can be said. We've done a pretty good job of covering Husker football and Husker basketball post game. But is there intrigue, is there interest in us doing post-game shows for women's basketball and softball and baseball? So I'm open to the discussion because we want to provide as much Husker coverage as possible. Again, full disclosure, the squirrels are out, so I will constantly be distracted. As they roll by to the ticket window, Bach, you know better. You absolutely know. Especially we have some young ones, we have some newbies, and they are all over the place. They don't have the comfort level that some of the more mature squirrels do, so they're all over the place. It's all over the place. And good to know. We will, in fact, talk about Huskers' win over Cincinnati and then what's in play for Akron this Saturday. Also, a thing going on, there is college football today. The U.S. Open is also today. We have Virginia Tech and South Carolina having at it in Atlanta. And it's been an interesting game. It's 10-8. It's 10-8. Tech with its offensive struggles. Lenore Sellers has been pitched by some as a premier quarterback in the country, but the Hokies have managed to throttle him a little bit and keep him out of the end zone for most of the game. But that's part of the deal. And of course, the nightcap is going to be pretty exceptional. That Notre Dame and
at KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Miami. We go back to one of the more famous games and rivalries that it'll be, you know, in that old one. It was the Catholics and the convicts. And those two will match up on national TV tonight. And then, of course, the Bill Belichick era at North Carolina on national TV tomorrow. But I'm going to bring you in here because there's some things I need to know from you. Your interest level of North Carolina and under Belichick, 1 to 10 on a scale. What's your interest level?
Well, it's interesting that it gets that primetime spot, right? I'm glad that it does get something outside of the normal that just kind of fall into, you know, the college football Saturday, which was incredible. I would probably put it at about an 8. I mean, and that's kind of unfair. I mean, if you would have told me at any time throughout before I knew that Bill Belichick was going to be coaching a college game, I'd say it'd be a 10 no matter what. And so, I mean, I think it's a 10. It's just that the TCU factor is a little bit... you know, they're not exactly rolling like they were a couple of years ago, but it's fine. I mean, I'm completely happy with that being the first game. Gio Lopez coming in, starting there for Coach Bill Belichick, and we get to see what it looks like in college. Can't win without Brady, they said in the pros. We'll see if he can get it done at the collegiate level.
I find in deep intrigue that the Drake May conversation at North Carolina and Belichick. Like there's so many parts of that. Like there's some folks that were joking online. Like, that's going to be the real surprise when Drake May shows up under center for North Carolina for Coach Bill Belichick. I'm not real sure. Trubisky's will probably be in the house. Right, like all of that run of North Carolina quarterbacks will all find their way back to Chapel
Hill. Sam Howell still played.
Right. Like it's the full deal. And that game is actually in Chapel Hill, and I can't remember. I know that they've had some Saturday night, you know, ABC games featuring the Tar Heels. But at Chapel Hill on a Monday night, like the Monday night kickoff game for the year, is going to be in Chapel Hill. Here's the other thing, is that TCU's the favorite at 3.5. And again, we've had the conversation in full that I throw away most preseason polls and predictions. Like I've blown my nose in several of the napkins along the way. Cause quite frankly, what do we know about North Carolina under Bill Belichick? Like we've never seen it. So to have them as an underdog or a favorite, not real sure. Not sure what the real point of value in it, Bach. Right, like I mean, do we know what North Carolina will look like under Bill Belichick?
Not necessarily. That's the question, right? I mean, we're seeing over the weekend, especially. You know, it doesn't always what you're handed over to you is not necessarily what you're going to continue. And so, I think there is at least a safety net or a belief it wasn't the bottom of the barrel North Carolina program that you're getting. Mac Brown, you know, had them at 8 or 9 wins, mostly kind of fell back closer to 500 last year, but. You would assume that he's not starting from scratch, which would be good. But again, those are assumptions, those are predictions. And you know, on the TCU side of it, I still think the most random thing I ever saw was Sonny Dykes taking TCU to the national championship game, and that was in a 4-team playoff. So we'll see what happens. There could be more randomness ahead of us, but you know, that was strange. You know, I just didn't really ever get it going at Cal. Got in the position to get the TCU job from getting things rolling at SMU a little bit, but I never thought I'd say Sonny Dykes TCU national championship game, yet here we were. Of course, Georgia fans and fans that want to jump on them will remind you that they got blown out in that game. All right, well, whatever. That's how many national championship you've played for recently.
Right.
Especially at TCU.
Yeah, wouldn't we be satisfied with that for a bit?
I think so.
Yeah, I think that'd
be the year we'd be talking about.
Yeah, I mean, it's the thing. Since our eyes and focus have been on these games, and again, to look at it with the official week one, of course, Miami, Notre Dame is actually a 2.5-point favorite in Miami Gardens, which what did we learn yesterday about home games on national TV. Did we accept that Florida State looked better than we could have imagined? Was there anybody telling you other than Lee Corso that Florida State was going to win that game?
But Thomas Castellanos was pretty sure about it all offseason.
Right. Yeah, right.
Other than those guys, yeah, not a whole lot.
Right? Like we missed the layup. And then tell me that did we have LSU putting on the show in Death Valley? Did we have that? Did we miss that?
Again, Dabo Swain predicted an undefeated season for his Clemson Tigers. They didn't get it out of week one. I was just quite frankly very intrigued with that game. The Tigers, of course, well, LSU Tigers had lost several of their opening games, so I think that led a lot of doubt into that. But it was just a fantastic showcase of maybe not the quarterback battle that you would quite want to see. Certainly more offense than what we saw with Texas and Ohio State. So just kind of depends on what you're looking for. But it was just such a special opening weekend with top 10 matchups in every time slot. And then, you know, the occasional upset alert here and there. But and those games, I think, lived up to it. There wasn't anything, 45-17, you could tell it was over in the first quarter type of thing. It was an incredible Saturday.
Yeah, I found it reinvigorating to have to watch them with new eyes. Like, that was really the point, was to watch every game brand new. Like, brand new. What we thought we knew of Ohio State didn't really show up the way we thought it would show up. Michigan, I'm not sure what we saw. Oregon looked like a team playing somebody it had no business playing, right? So we understood that USC, same things apply, right? They look fantastic, but again, who were they playing and why? right, to ask that question. Washington, looking at Washington against a Colorado State team last night, I was trying to figure out what am I looking at? Like, is this a good team? Are they well coached? Are they responding well? Bach, just off the top of your head, do you know what the Big Ten's record was yesterday?
I don't know off the top of my head, but I know it was off to a good start.
Only two losses.
Mm.
Two losses. Washington, UCLA, and Northwestern. And I felt horrible for David Brown. Because Northwestern looked like a team that, the kid that has to go to the birthday party, like, but he knows that nobody at the birthday party really likes him, right? That's how it felt with Northwestern. Preston Stone just ran for his life, and you forget, quarterback play is so reliant upon having a decent offensive line to protect you. If somebody's banging their head, their helmet on your elbow as you're throwing, you're not going to make good throws. It doesn't matter who you are. And then Wisconsin, Billy Edwards got hurt early. And now they've got a situation. They end up with 17 points. Iowa looked like a team that, well, they look like Iowa.
Yeah.
They look like Iowa.
All that five-yard out hype that we were getting in the offseason. It didn't really go anywhere. Fuck,
like I was trying to figure that out. So we're going to go through Saturday's results. We're going to go through Saturday's results. We'll talk about Thursday night's game for the Huskers. We'll talk a little bit more about volleyball. Bach, we'll talk about the clash in Paris because that is who we are. And then we'll talk about the U.S. Open because there's some interesting goings on following the American players in the U.S. Championships. We'll have more for you here, one-on-one on the ticket.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.